We've been talking about news, and often it feels like there's so much bad news in the world and in our lives, right? I mean, life is hard, but it just feels like if you watch the news or you read the news, you're getting bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. I legit had to just stop reading the news app on my phone. I deleted the news apps on my phone because it was literally like this. I'd be walking around and I'd go, oh, I feel like I should be depressed right now, and I feel like I should be overwhelmed right now. So let me pull out my news app to make sure that I'm, okay, good, I read all the news, now I'm depressed, and now I'm overwhelmed. Like, that's like every time I read the news app, I got depressed and overwhelmed. And so I just had to stop reading my news app. The other thing about the news, news is a business. You know, they're trying to get your clicks, the news channels are trying to get your views, and they will, on purpose, use anger to get you to tune into their news. So if you're on a news channel or newspaper or website that's on the right politically, they'll get you angry at the left, and then you can read the news and get really angry at the left. And if you're on the left and you're reading news on the left or a TV channel on the left, they'll get you really angry at the right. And then we just walk around depressed, overwhelmed, and angry all at the same time because of the news, because anger sells. And there's times that I go, is there anything good happening in the world? Is anything good happening in the world, right? I mean, that's what it feels like. So I found, I went on to Google and I looked for good news, positive news, and a lot of these news, you know, channels and things, they have a website dedicated to positive news. I think that started during COVID, you know, the like, here's the good news YouTube channel or whatever. So here we have, these are all from the BBC's news. It's the one that I picked. We have a cancer survivor tackles a 33-mile fundraising walk. She walked the distance between each hospital that helped treat her cancer. That's pretty awesome. Like, this lady has got cured of cancer, and now she's walking this to raise money. We have a mum, because this is from the BBC, which is pretty awesome. Mum, who gave kidney to son, says pain was worth it. And so she donates a kidney to her son, who's now thriving. Very good news. And possibly my favorite of the good news, patrols begin to help toads cross the roads. That's even hard to say because it all rhymes. Patrols begin to help toads cross the roads. Volunteers are helping the amphibians make the hazardous trek back to their breeding ponds. So these toads are now living. They're getting back to their breeding ponds because of a volunteer patrol that's doing that. I think it's great, right? It's so great to read some good news. You may have a friend who just had a baby born. I know there's some babies in the house today, and there's nothing like just snuggling up to a baby that's so cute and be like, this is such good news, especially if it's not your baby, and you don't have to be the one that changes the diaper and gets woken up at 2 a.m. That is such good news. Maybe you just got a promotion at work. That is good news. Maybe you're like Victoria Gray. I think she just left to do kids' church, but Victoria's March Madness bracket is just dominating. You know, she's just killing it. She's killing it. Right, Preston? What's that like, Preston, with having the first place leader in the house? Is she, you're honored good? She's not bragging too much. She's not, okay. So this is all good news. I want to share with you briefly, so hopefully only take maybe 5 minutes or so, a little bit about the good news that we gather around here at Mosaic Church. The reason we gather as a church is because of good news. We gather for good news. Sometimes the church today, I think, is known for bad news. If you were to ask a random person on the street what they think of the church, they might tell you a lot of bad news. The church is against this, and they're against this, and they're against this. We actually are formed around Jesus, who came to bring the good news. The word gospel, if you've heard that word before, it literally means good news. So when Jesus appeared in the first century, he came to to Israel-Palestine. It was a part of the Roman Empire, and there was a lot of bad news going on in first century Palestine. The first century Roman Empire in this Israel-Palestine area, things were bad. The Roman Empire was in charge. The Roman Empire was oppressing the Jewish people. There was heavy taxes that the Jews had to pay to the Romans. They didn't have their own land. They were second-class citizens. They still didn't have an identity. So if you know the story of the Old Testament, their temple got destroyed. Yes, they got to rebuild the temple, but it was just a shadow of the old temple. They don't have their own land. They don't have their own king. They don't have their own power. And I think ultimately there was a question, and I think this is a question we all can relate to, is what does God think of us? Right? These are the people of the Old Testament, and they had lost what was promised to them in the Old Testament. And they were exiled, and they came back, but they came back, and they never got back. They never got back fully what it was in the Old Testament. And so this question was, what does God think of us? And we talked last week at length as we closed out our prayer series on some of the nuances of why Jesus was rejected in the first place. Jesus was rejected because he came bringing a good news that was different than the good news that many of the Jewish people wanted in the first century. The Jewish people in the first century, the good news that they wanted was, we're going to take back the land. We're going to destroy Rome. We're going to be in charge. And Jesus's good news was, love your enemy. Jesus's good news was, pray for those who persecute you. His good news was, turn the other cheek. His good news is, we're going to overtake evil with good. We're going to overtake evil with forgiveness. So instead of, you killed me, I'm going to kill you, it's, you killed me, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to stop the chain of killing. This is the way of Jesus. It's a very different way. But I still think this question was rattling around in every story of the New Testament you read. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the question is, what does God think of us? What does God think of me? And Jesus came proclaiming, here's what God thinks of you. Don't you want to know that? I mean, this is like, I think the people have been on the edge of their seat. And that's why we have Matthew 4. It's just a couple of verses here. It's early in Jesus' ministry. Jesus is going through Galilee. And just to kind of give you an idea, that's this area here at the top of the map. It's the northern region of the Israel-Palestine area. And this kind of would have been considered the sticks. It was not the metropolitan area. It's kind of the backwoods area, not a really relevant area culturally. Jesus is walking around Galilee. That's where he was from, by the way. Nazareth is on that map there in Galilee. He's walking around Galilee teaching in their synagogues, and he's proclaiming what? The good news of the kingdom. Now, it wasn't the kingdom of Israel. It was the kingdom of God. That's what we talked about last week. But he's declaring good news. He's saying, I have good news for you. Not only that, he was healing every disease and sickness among the people. That's really good news. News about Jesus spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. So Jesus is preaching the good news. We call it the gospel today. And yes, the gospel is that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and he rose from the dead, and we celebrate that. But it's very interesting that he hadn't died yet, right? He's preaching. Jesus is alive and well. Nobody knew he was going to die on a cross yet, and yet he's saying, I'm proclaiming the gospel to you. So we have to think about, what is this gospel? What is this good news that he's proclaiming? I think it's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit broader than what we've kind of just boiled the gospel down to today in modern Christianity. His good news is God's kingdom is coming here. His good news is and was God himself is here. Remember Jesus' name, Emmanuel. It means God with us. And Jesus is God in the flesh. And he's saying, I'm coming here. Here's what I think of you. I love you so much, I'm coming to be with you. I'm coming to be with you, and I am here as your healer. Now, We just have one more passage, I promise, and then I'm going to wrap it up, okay? So this is Luke's account of the Sermon on the Mount. So if you read Matthew, you'll be in Matthew 4, and then it'll quickly go right into the Sermon on the Mount after this. Luke has another kind of reason for the way he orders his order of events, and he has another reason for the parts of the Sermon on the Mount that he includes in his biography of Jesus. And so this is Luke's account of the Sermon on the Mount, and I want you to listen to who Jesus is talking to. So again, the question is, what does God think of us? What does God think of us? And listen to what Jesus says in Luke's account of the Sermon on the Mount. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." Son of Man was a name Jesus used for himself. Now, blessed literally means happy here. And if you put happy in there, these sentences don't make any sense. Okay, we can be honest about that. They don't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to say happy are the poor, happy are the hungry, happy are those who weep, happy are the stepped on, happy are the downtrodden, happy are the powerless. So we have to step back and say, why could Jesus say that? What gives those statements truth? The truth about that statement is because yours is the kingdom of God. Because in the Roman Empire, guess what? If you were poor, if you were hungry, if you were downtrodden, if you were powerless, you had no significance. You literally were a cog in the machine for an empire. That was the kingdom of the Roman Empire. And here Jesus shows up and he says, God's kingdom is for you. The good news of God's kingdom is it is not about how much money you have. It is not about how much power you have. It is about God loving you as an individual created in his image. And I would say in Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount, he goes as far as to emphasize that there is an extra emphasis of God's attention on the poor and on the hungry and on those that are mourning and on those that feel powerless, that the kingdom of God is for you. The kingdom of God is for you, because you would go through your whole life saying, do I have value? Am I worth it? And Jesus says, yes, you do. You are worth it. I have come for you to save you from your sins, but I have come for you so that you can interact and be inside of God's kingdom. And this is why we gather as a church. This is why we gather as Mosaic Church. It is to fulfill Jesus's prayer in the Lord's Prayer, where we pray, God, may your kingdom come, may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And our prayer is that we can be a place where that happens and where we can be a light in Grand Rapids for that to happen. So that's it for today. We want to extend a warm invitation to all of you to come back next week as we celebrate Easter together. We'll be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and we want you to know this is a place where you belong. This is a place where God loves you, where we love you, and where we proclaim the good news of the kingdom, saying the kingdom of God is for you. Well, what about this person? Yes, the kingdom of God is for them. What about this person? The kingdom of God is for them. The kingdom of God is for anyone who puts their faith in Jesus. And we just celebrate that. We celebrate that. We celebrate that. We celebrate that. Jesus, thank you so much that you came to this earth proclaiming the good news of your kingdom, that it's for everyone. And we just pray your blessing over Mosaic Church. We pray that we could be a church where people find the good news of Jesus here. I pray for all of our new people who are so thankful that they could be here today. We pray they could come back and celebrate Easter with us next week. God, we pray for your healing in this room. I think of the way you healed so many as part of the good news, Jesus, and we pray for emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. God, we pray this would be a place of wholeness, a place where someone can come in and just know that they are loved. And even in this moment, please remind each of us of your love for us. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. you and help us to go from this place shining your light into a dark world and sharing the good news of Jesus to a world that desperately needs good news. We pray this in your name. Amen.